waiting for you to just, you know, you just gotta fill in the blanks, you know?
Bye. out.
The fucking fuck.
Sorry.
Tell me what we got. is down. Touch, touch, touch. Down, down, down. Touch down without touch is down.
What?
Football without foot is ball. Football without foot is ball. Foot, foot, ball, ball, ball. Football without foot is ball.
Mark D. Pencil and Friends present fun and colorfully illustrated word family ebooks for beginning readers. Word families are recognizable chunks of letters that appear with regularity in words. When emerging readers recognize these word families, it increases reading fluency and comprehension skills. Your children will be filled with fun and excitement as they learn to read with Mark D. Pencil and his friends, Eamon, Nell, Tall Mike, Sage, everyone's favorite, Supreme Antlers. All of Mark D. Pencil's ebooks and companion audiobooks with music are available on iTunes, Amazon, and at every other digital retailer. Also, please don't forget about Mark D. Pencil's fun educational CDs. Multiplication with Mark D. Pencil and Friends, Get Up, and Learning with Hip Hop are all available on iTunes, Amazon, and at every other digital distributor.
Okay.
You're listening to The Science of Being Great by Wallace Wattles. Copyright 2007, BN Publishing.
Great.
Online at bnpublishing.com.
Okay. It's time
Chapter
to be great.
One.
Yep.
Any person may become great.
Finally.
There's a principle of power in every person.
Okay.
By the intelligent use and direct of this principle, man can develop his own mental faculties.
Great.
Man has an inherent power by which he may grow in whatever direction he pleases. There does not appear to be any limit to the possibilities of his growth.
Right.
No man has yet become so great in any faculty, so it is impossible for someone else to become greater. The possibility is in the original substance from which man is made. Genius is omniscience flowing into man. Genius is more than talent. Talent may merely be one faculty developed out of proportion to the other faculties.
Got it.
But genius is the union of man and God in the acts of the soul.
What?
Great men are always greater than their deeds. They are in connection with a reserve power that is without limit. We do not know where the boundary of the mental powers of man is. We do not even know that there is a boundary.
Whoa.
The power of conscious growth is not given to the lower animals. It is man's alone and may be developed and increased by him.
Great.
The lower animals can, to a great extent, be trained and developed by man. But man can train and develop himself.
Whoa.
He alone has this power, and he has it to an apparently unlimited extent.
That seems...
The purpose of life for man is growth. Just as the purpose of life for trees and plants is growth.
Okay.
Trees and plants grow automatically and along fixed lines. Man grow as he will. Trees and plants can all develop certain possibilities and characteristics. Man can develop any power which has been shown by any person anywhere. Nothing that is possible
anywhere.
In spirit is impossible in flesh and blood. Nothing that man can think is impossible in action. Nothing that man can imagine is impossible of realization.
Okay, well,
man is formed for growth, and he is under the necessity of growing. It is essential to his happiness that he should continuously advance.
Got it.
Life without progress becomes unendurable, and the person who ceases from growth must either become insane or insane.
Yeah.
The greater and more harmonious and well-rounded his growth, the happier man will be. There is no possibility in any man that is not in every man. But if they proceed naturally, no two men will grow into the same thing or be alike. Every man comes into the world with a predisposition to grow along certain lines, and growth is easier him along those lines than in any other way.
Okay.
This is a wise provision, for it gives endless variety. It is as if a gardener should throw all his bulbs into one basket.
Yeah.
To the superficial observer, they would look alike. But growth reveals a tremendous difference. So of men and women, they are like the basket of bulbs. One may be a rose and add brightness and color to some dark corner of the world. One may believe and teach a lesson of love and purity to every eye that sees.
What?
One may be a climbing vine and hide the rugged outlines of some dark rock. One may be a great oak, among whose bulbs the birds shall nest and sing.
I feel
and
like
beneath
whose
shade the flock shall rest
between,
at noon.
Well.
But everyone will be something worthwhile,
okay.
Something rare, something perfect. There are undreamed of possibilities in the common lives all around us.
All right.
In a large sense, there are no common people. In times of national stress and peril, the cracker box loafer of the corner store and the village drunkard become heroes and statesmen throughout the quickening of the principle of power within them.
Okay.
There is a genius in every man and woman waiting to be brought forth. Every village has a great man or woman, someone to whom all go for advice in time of trouble. Someone who is instinctively recognized as being great in wisdom and insight. To such a one, the minds of the whole community turn in times of local crisis.
Yeah.
He is tactically recognized as being great. He does small things in a great way. He could do great things as well if he did but undertake them. So can anyone, so can you.
Me?
The principle of power gives us just what we ask of it. If we only undertake little things, it only gives us power for little things. But if we do great things in a great way, it gives all the power there is.
What if I do great
but
things
beware
in a not
of undertaking great things in a small way.
Okay, yeah.
Of that,
okay.
We shall speak further on.
Okay, well,
there are two mental attitudes a man may take.
All right.
One makes him like a football.
Okay.
It has a resilience and reacts strongly when force is applied to it. But it originates nothing. It never acts of itself.
Football.
There
got
is
it.
No power within it.
Yeah.
This type are controlled by circumstances and environment. Their destinies are decided by things external to themselves. The principle of power within them is never really active at all. They never speak or act from within. The other attitude makes man like a flowing spring. Power comes out from the center of him. He has within him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Okay, he radiates force. He is felt by his environment. The principal power in him is in constant action. He is self-active.
Yeah.
He hath life in himself.
I hath life
no
in myself.
No greater good can come to any man or woman than to become self-active. All the experiences of life are designed by Providence to force men and women into self-activity, to compel them to cease being creatures of circumstances and master their environment. In his lowest stage, man is the child of chance and circumstance and the slave of fear. His acts are all reactions resulting from the impingement upon him of force in his environment. He acts only as he is acted upon. He originates nothing. But the lowest savage has within him a principle of power sufficient to master all that he fears. And if he learns this and becomes active, he becomes as one of the gods. Nothing was ever in any man
become
that is
as
not
gods.
In you.
Got it.
Okay. No man ever had more spiritual or mental power than you can attain, or did greater things than you can accomplish. You can become what you want to be.
I want to be a steak sandwich.
Began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall, we built the pyramids. science, history, unraveling the mystery. They all started with a big bang.
Fucking 2 for fucking Wednesday here. Fucking bullshit, car fuck. Another one. Time too. I have a meeting at 10:30. I thought I was going to be late. I'm going to wiggle my way through this meeting, so I expect you to wiggle your way through your Wednesday. And that's all. See ya.